Welcome, everybody, to another episode of On the Range Podcast with Warhawk Tactical and Kelly Defense. I am Mark Kelly, along with my co-host, Rick Hogg. How's it going today, buddy?
Man, it is going great, Mark. Just want to thank the viewers listening out there for giving us your most precious commodity, your time to tune in. Yeah, and for all my fellow Americans out there rooting for that little guy, Brandon, man, I just got to give you a big shout out. Let's go, Brandon. So,
yeah, buddy.
Great job, America.
Wherever you are, thank you for making this part of you today. And today, the episode is brought to you by Alpha Elite Performance. Go ahead and take this one, Rick.
Yeah, man. So these guys are absolutely fantastic. Another Special Forces veteran-owned company has you covered for all your supplement stuff. I know for me, the big thing is the heavy metal detox. So hate being out in the range all the time. Here's the thing, guys. You don't want that crap going to your bones because that's where it goes. So, you know, heavy metal detox will sit there and get that stuff out prior to. So God knows. My bones have got to be strong as lead, so all that crap I've had over the years. But that's just one of many different stuff. You know, they've got stuff for sleep, recovery. Just go check those guys out, Alpha Elite Performance. Use code OTR15, save you a boatload of cash for all your supplement performance. And, oh, by the way, they donate to the Green Beret Foundation. So another great Special Forces veteran-owned company, so check them out.
Great guys out there.
Oh, yeah.
So we've talked about this multiple times, the cancel culture. Love those guys. So we're starting to see a lot of things kind of rearing its truthful head. Mm-hmm. And some of the big ones was, you know, Dave Chappelle.
Yep.
Huge. Probably one of the, I think he's one of the better comics that is that are on this planet. Mm-hmm. And hugely popular. Has those humongous, they're backing up the truck, Netflix is, for his specials. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, he's got his shows, and he's got a couple of segments I really like. They got Eddie Murphy's brother on there, Charlie Murphy, and he tells stories about, like, behind stages and stuff, hanging out with Rick James. Man, just great stuff. But
that's some old school Dave Chappelle right there, man.
Oh, yeah. Love those shows. And with the wokeness, you know, it's starting to really show what this is all about. And I have a couple theories about this, but the big thing when Dave Chappelle came out with his other special, his latest special, widely popular, of course, Netflix, the employees. Now, these employees, like at Spotify too with Joe Rogan, they are just running rampant. They are running rampant. You know, they're going into these companies and demanding stuff. You know, they go out there and they protest, and there's like 10 people out there, and it gets all the media coverage in the world. But the thing that we wanted to talk about is the entertainment is really taking a hit. It's really taking a hit. I mean, we can talk about the politics of it all and how these folks had terrible up. I don't know if they had just never were told no ever, but we could talk about that. But the really thing that's I'm seeing right away is the products are terrible. All these shows are being canceled because nobody's watching them. And they're force feeding us with this wokeness. And if you don't like it and you don't go to the show or you don't buy the ticket or whatever, then I'm somehow, you know, not progressive or I'm a bigot or I'm a hater. But man, the movie or the TV show just sucks.
Yeah. Well, you got to look at it. We talked about this before. You know, you look at 80s TV, classic shows, you know, you look at Magnum PI. Whether it was A-Team. I'm trying to think of some other ones.
The A-Team.
Old Knight Rider, you know.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Dukes of Hazzard, you know. All these different shows, right? It was that. It was entertainment. There was no political agenda. There was no indoct. You got it going. I mean, you've got the indoctrination, because that's all TV is nowadays, or entertainment, whatever you want to say. It's an indoctrination, okay? Sesame Street has Big Bird going, "Oh, good job, little girl, for getting your shot." And she's like, "Yes, it's helping me keep myself and my family safe." And okay, stop. Okay.
Yeah.
These platforms are not places to indoct. And to me, you know, Sesame Street used to be one of those kind of, you know, staple to early age education. You know what? Pull it. You want Rick's cancel culture? Canceled. You want to sit there and pump me some bullshit freaking narrative? Canceled. But we don't. Okay.
Yeah.
And I got it. You're going to sit there and go, oh, Rick, you're so mean. Yep, I am. You know?
That's a great point you make there. I mean, it is popular in how people want to watch. And a lot of people, especially during a pandemic, man, they were binging all this stuff. So there was all these stories coming out about, especially kids shows and how they're, alternative lifestyles and all this other thing. Man, I wanted to see, Schoolhouse Rock, and I wanted to see, some of these Looney Tunes. I didn't want to see political propaganda.
I want to watch the General Lee jump over some freaking creek with Bo and Duke Luke, being chased by Roscoe Pico Train,
Daisy Duke wearing her little, shorts. I mean, it's just dumb entertainment. I want to be entertained. When we go to the movies, we like to see those popcorn movies like Rambo and all these other stuff.
Yeah.
I want to see good entertainment. That's what I'm there for.
That's it, man. Yeah. But you're sitting there, this whole cancel culture, it's only cancel one way.
Yeah.
If you're not on their narrative, what? Check it out. I don't know who's got, PBS or whoever's got Sesame Street, cancel them. You know, you want to indoct the kids, cancel. How about them apples?
Yeah. Public broadcast too, man.
Yeah.
Public broadcast.
Public broadcast. It ain't what it used to be. And I'm not sure who it is now, how about cancel that? You want to sit there and push your agendas and all this other crap. How about cancel them? I just want to watch, TV just to go, yep, cool. Great show.
Yeah. All right. There was an interesting article on the Daily Wire about this very subject, what you're talking about. And I'm glad you brought it up because I remember the article, and it was basically talking about how entertainment is taking advantage of media, multimedia, TV, movies. And they had like a playbook laid out, bullet points. If you guys go check it out, go to dailywire.com. We're not receiving any money from them. I just happened to see this particular article, and they were talking about that very thing. And it's even getting to the point where Hollywood, if you don't meet certain criteria, like the biggest thing that I've seen is almost every one of these directors are women. Now there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But the problem is if you're going out and you're searching to fill a job or to promote something based on this criteria, you're never going to get the probability of getting the best people all the time is just low. It's low.
And here's the funny thing, right? So it was funny. Talk about the whole, women coming up, affirmative action, whatever you want to say. Listen to, again, Fox and kind of a special on that, how here you've got, white people putting non-Caucasian on their application forms to try to get into school. And it was one of those that it's like everything's backfiring. And dude, here's the bottom line, take people at their merit, take people at their skill set, take people for what they're doing.
Yeah.
Quit this whole concept of we need a handout, right? And I'll go back to Virginia as the prime example. Look at how diverse the whole Virginia election was, right? And if you don't know what it was, take a look at it. The point being is you can do whatever you want in this country. Quit listening to these stupid savages telling you, you can't do this because of this. You can't do this because of your skin color, because of your sex, because of what. Quit it. Trust me, you can do whatever you want in this country. You just have to have the will, desire to go out there and go do it. This country will provide. Go ahead.
I was going to say, go ahead, buddy. Finish that thought because I want to hear that.
I was just going to say, this country will provide you with as much or as little as you want. You want to be a billionaire? You can be a billionaire. Is it going to be hard work? 100%. Yes, it will be. Quit looking at going, well, so-and-so, he's that way because he got passed down money. Okay, cool. So he didn't work for it. If you want $1 billion, you trust me, dude, you can go earn it. But it's going to take your work. You're going to have ups. You're going to have downs. You know what? Yeah. Don't let your failure sit there and go, oh, I failed today. Nope. Dust yourself off, pick back up, and man, run. So
yeah. And I don't need the numbers of how many, directors are women and all this stuff and their demographics. I don't care. I want to see a good movie. I don't care who's doing it, but I don't have to have anybody slap me across the face when I'm watching commercials and you don't see anything resembling my household as the family unit on those commercials or TV shows. Never.
No.
And that's okay. As long as it's good stuff and it's good story, but that's what's suffering, because they're trying to get those in. Remember, we had that one segment on OTR back, and it was a DC Comics show. I don't want to give it away, but basically what happened is they threw in a little snippet in the middle of a scene mm-hmm. where someone was stopped by a cop.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it seem like he was stopped because of his race and or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, according to Nielsen ratings, almost everybody that was watching that show at that point,
yep,
clicked it off.
Yep.
Clicked it off. They don't want to see it. Even if you believe it and you really think that's the way it is, that all cops are racist and all this stuff, they don't want to see it. They want to watch a DC comic show. They don't want to be thrown in their face about this social justice stuff. They don't want to see it. They want to watch a TV show. They want to escape that crap. And that's what's really happening. And if there's no, and here's another thing too, in that article, he was basically saying that if there's a traditional unit looking unit that everybody thinks traditional is, but if they try to make them look like weirdos or misfits or Jesus freaks, and they pretty much follow that trend. And there's a bunch of them they talked about, bunch of them. It's crazy. And he's right.
Right. But it's, here's the problem. So if you want to say the family nucleus, as if you want to say normal, you know, husband, wife, kids, yep, care less what color you are, where you live at, you know, what your income does, that's the family nucleus, right?
Yeah.
But that family nucleus, dude, does not exist in this country, man. You want to sit there and go, why do we have half the problems that we do? I would, and again, I don't have the numbers, and I guess we'd probably do a better job if we had our little side production crony there, could be sitting there pulling.
Yeah, we need to hire. We need a guy or a girl.
We need somebody that's quick on the buttons.
That's
right?
A hell of a lot better than us at this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, the funny thing about that, when you say that, because you mentioned this in our one of our latest podcasts about it doesn't matter what color you are. I'm saying just a normal family unit. It doesn't matter what color you are. They're going after the new lieutenant governor of Virginia.
Yeah.
Calling her a white supremacist.
And she's a black woman. It's like, have you lost your ever loving mind?
Man, they're lucky to have her, buddy. They are lucky to have her.
But that's my whole point, Mark, right? Is you have these people that somehow get these floors or forms or whatever, and they start spouting this hate, trash, rubbish. And you have people going, oh, yeah. No way, dude. You know, here's the bottom line. I'll say it because you know what? I'm a believer, and I don't care if you are or not. Doesn't matter. But we've pretty much kicked God to the side and is no longer important, right?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You got to have some faith behind you, right? Help keep things going, navigate you along your path. You know, you've got to have that family nucleus, right? Do we all have hard times? Could I have been divorced during my umpteen gazillion freaking times leaving my wife and everything else? Sure, 100%, right? But God gave me a good woman. She stuck by me. And you know what? We've had our ups. We've had our downs. I got it. Quit hitting the easy cutaway button, you know, and especially when you got kids, right? And I get it. In some cases, you know, it's not going to work out and things are better being separated. But the point being is that whole family nucleus, it isn't there, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost a chuckle to go, you've been married 27 years? Yeah. And you had her in the service? Yeah. Dude. You know,
well, it's Hollywood and TV, they're trying to demonize it. They are. Dude, make you look at like you're, it's just like anything else. People blow other people's candles out because it makes theirs seem brighter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing.
That's all.
Doesn't mean you're better.
Nope. But it's trying to push this narrative, you know, hey, don't worry about this. Don't worry about it. No way, dude. Quit pushing your narrative. Quit getting on. Whatever, you know, so could you imagine, think about this old black and white version, Leave It to Beaver. Could you imagine that on TV today?
No, they would hate it. And here's another thing too. Colin Kaepernick, he's going after Carlton and Urkel. You know what I mean? So it's not just everything. It's everything. And it's not even these TV shows, and we could do a whole special on Colin Kaepernick. He is just the biggest scam artist, and you know, dude, and Netflix has got his stuff on. But even the late night, remember Johnny Carson?
Yeah,
remember Johnny Carson? Man, Jay Leno, David Letterman, those guys aren't around anymore. You got this Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, and that Stephen Colbert. They're just media hacks.
Yeah,
for the Democrats.
I don't even, like I said, Rick doesn't watch a whole bunch of nothing because
I can't believe they're still their ratings got to be terrible.
You know, because you sit there half the time with the barf bucket puking, going, really?
Yeah.
Where's the sanity check in any of this stuff? Yeah. But it's not. So you look at all these networks. It used to be a time and place, right? You know, a network was either a news outlet or an entertainment, you know.
Yeah, those lines are very blurry these days.
Blurred? There is no lines. It's a straight up, it's a straight up propaganda machine. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So if I'm sitting at, you know, NBC or ABC or whatever, man.
Mine was a politically correct way of saying there is
no. It's a straight indoct. It's a straight indoct wagon.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it is. I'm going to push my agenda, you know? So if I'm a writer of this show, oh, we're going to talk about this, this, and this. Dude, quit putting your communist rubbish in my face.
Yeah. And these TV shows too, you know, remember how Jon Stewart and like Bill Maher, how, you know, Politically Incorrect and all that show. Mm-hmm. That was entertainment. And he was like, everybody thought, oh, he's far left. My man is like those two are like the voice of reason. They are treating them like right wing Republicans. Mm-hmm. And they're not, but that's the way they're treating them because those guys are, you know, have some common sense. That's old school. That's old school. Like, you know, those guys, they make a lot of good points, even though I don't agree with all their politics. They make a lot of good points, and they're not, you know, these Jimmy Fallon, these Jimmy Kimmels. They're terrible, man. Dude, they're horrible.
Let's be an honest broker, right? So, Saturday Night Live used to do all kinds of little parodies and chuckles.
Unwatchable. Absolutely unwatchable.
You can't nowadays, you can't say anything or have a laugh about anybody. Oh, no. You're going to hurt their feelings. Dude, get over it. Yeah. If your feelings are that hurt because somebody says a joke about you or whatever, who cares, man? Right?
Dude, the funniest jokes I ever heard are about me. Mm-hmm. Made me laugh the hardest because I'm an idiot and I know it. And it's fun to laugh. If you can't laugh at yourself, you know, you're gone, man.
Yeah. You look at most of these comedians, right? And what are they doing? They're smashing on themselves or somebody in, you know, somebody in their family nucleus or, you know, changing the name, protect innocent, whatever the case may be. But I am just, here's the thing, Mark. I am tired of, here I am. I live in the United States of America. Yet I'm going to rewind the tape and go, man, I think I'm in the Soviet Union with as much indoct crap that you're seeing on all your media platforms, man. All of it. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, you're American? Shame on you. What? Yeah. Give me a break. You know, if you hate this country so bad, pack your bags, dude. I'll scrounge the freaking pennies together and buy your plane ticket. Where you want to go? Beat it.
They don't want to go anywhere.
Of course not. They want to sit there and just and smash and hate. And then we sit there and go, why do we have all these problems? Why are we in the situation that we're in? You know, and it's because all it is you've got these savages and that's what they are, you know. Out there fanning the flames of hate, stirring the pot, you know, oh my God, my feelings are hurt. Cancel this. Yeah. He said that. You put a pro-American post on your social. Oh, you're fired. Give me a break, man.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing too about that is these employees, you know, at Netflix, you know, but again, these social justice warriors and these folks that are working in like Spotify and all, and they try to cancel people. They don't just want to get them fired or silenced for their comedy. They want to ruin their lives.
Oh, yeah.
They want to ruin their lives. They're not just done with that. And there was this article in The Verge, and it's pretty left-leaning, but they cover a lot of stuff. This entertainment stuff, I know how you like to, you know, delve into the social media and how all that works. I'm big on the entertainment. It's fascinating to me. And these Netflix employees, there was two of them that filed the labor suit that we talked about. Mm-hmm. And in this article, they were said that they were fired for a tweet or something like that. Well, come to find out, one of them tried to barge into a meeting that they weren't invited to. This is their place of employment. And another one leaked some secret information or some sensitive information. That's why they both got fired. And then they file a lawsuit. So it's a shocker. I got it. You're in it to be, you're trying to make this place better. How long you think before the GoFundMe page comes out?
Yeah. Well, you're trying
it's coming.
You're trying to sit there and make things better for you that fit your agenda.
Or trying to cash in, just like Colin Kaepernick.
Dude, He needs to pack his bags. Oh, you know God. What? You don't like this country. You think it's terrible. You don't want to sit there. You know, you want to kneel for the anthem and all this other stuff. You don't want to respect the red blood that's been spilt for your very freedom. Pack your shit and get out.
Dude, you know, he never freaking struggled at nothing. He was adopted by an affluent family, and good, you know, Godspeed to them, man. You know, they're taking someone in, you know, they're doing their part. One of the richest families in his school, from one of his classmates, said, "My man hasn't struggled." Then he was a two sport athlete, you know, Division I, and then he goes into the NFL, made over $40 million. Where's the struggle? Those guys, they work hard and they got to bust their butt to get into those elite high level athletic spots. Don't get me wrong. It takes a lot of hard work, but they are treated very, very well too. Dude, so where's the struggle, bro?
No. They're not treated well. They're fucking pampered. Right?
Yes.
And I'm going to throw some cussing out here, because here's the bottom line. I've been on some sidelines of those NFL games.
Yep.
And some shit that I've seen with these eyes. Really? You're telling me that you're better. So I watched this one guy eat his little power bar, and one of the little line cronies there, you know, this dude, a player, shoves his trash in my man's pocket. You can't get your lazy ass up and go walk and dump your trash in the trash can. That's freaking pampered, dude.
Yeah.
You know, went to another organization. I won't throw their name out. But they try to compare what they were doing to the military. I'm sorry, millionaires. If you lose a game, y'all go home, right? If I sit there and lose a game, people aren't coming home. Don't you dare freaking compare the two. You know, so that's, I'm sorry, man. I personally, you know, I look at these guys, and now granted, you have some great organizations out there.
Sure. Great people.
You have some great players. You've got some great owners. I mean, I was very privileged. I've met, you know, a bunch of those cats. But man, you've got some that are so lost in the sauce, dude. You know, think that they're entitled, or comparing what you do on the gridiron to really Nazis, military, and combat. Sorry, dude. Yeah. But it goes back to where we're sitting at collectively as a society, right?
Yeah.
We have lost our mind. We'll sit there and we'll take Indoct. We'll sit there and watch this trash, and there's nothing we can do. And you sit there and go, you know, social media, i.e. social marketing, as I like to call it, right? It's all an algorithm, man. It's all behind the scenes. Why did Zuckerberg change the name of Facebook? Because old Zuck's panicking, man. He's breaking the freaking law, bottom line. Yeah. And he's in a panic. I'm going to try to change the name, protect the innocent, and keep my funds. Dude, I hope they go after him, man. I hope they take him for everything he's worth. Because well, that you know, savage dude.
The only thing that's this whole conversation, we went down several rabbit holes, but the only thing that's really suffering is the entertainment and the kids. They're missing out on a lot of those, you know, childhood memories like we had with the Looney Tunes and all these great TV shows, and you know, Abbott and Costello, man. It was just great stuff, and it's just not the same anymore. So the only thing I can tell you, you know, the only advice I can give you, if you're raising young kids right now, 20% of the time when they ask for something, tell them no, whether it's a good, bad idea, because apparently these guys at Netflix, they've never been told before before in their lives.
Yeah.
You got to tell your kids no every now and then. Life is not easy. It's hard.
Life is very hard, right?
Yeah.
Life is a struggle.
Yep.
But you've got to put effort in to get forward. And I think that's the problem, is quit, you know, silver spooning all these cats. Go out there, do some work. You know, I'm a big advocate of sports, right? I think kids should, you know, get into sports. I think it was for me, wrestling, and I've said this before, huge staple to my success in the military. You know, yes, it's a team sport, but it's very much an individual sport, you know?
Yeah.
Coach was pretty much run us through a mini selection, you know, every year. It's like, I get it, man. But the thing is, get outside, breathe the fresh air, you know, and quit. Monitor what your kids are doing, man. Because trust me, there's so much rubbish out there. If you think about it, go ahead.
I was going to say, that's a great message for young parents. And God, I could have done a million things better. But you get better when you struggle. The more you struggle, you get better at it with dealing with struggle and being told no and all this other stuff. Don't do everything for your kids. It's hard. Yeah. I'm, dude, I'm a multi-offender of that. And but you can't do everything for your kids. You got to let them struggle a little bit. It's hard to watch mm-hmm. them struggle, but you got to let them do it. And you get better at it. You start to deal with it and you get told no. Dude, how many times have we been told no when we ask people to be partners? And 99% of the time? Is that going to deter me to call back and send out another email? Hell no. I'll send out 10 more.
Dude, check it out. If you tell me no, cool. You're not the guy I need to talk to. Next.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Thanks. You know, not going to waste your time.
Thank you for your time. If you ever need anything, I'll be here.
Yep. But
yep.
You know, the thing is, it's, I would tell people this, right? If you're looking for some good entertainment, go back, look at some stuff from the 80s, right?
Oh God.
You want to have some chuckles. Here's the thing. You want to sit around as a family and watch a show, go find you a Leave It to Beaver. Watch you one of those 30-minute black and white episodes. And trust me, man, you will sit there and be rolling.
Yeah. You'll have a smile on your face.
Oh, yeah. And you'll probably stuff. Go, yeah, you probably sit there and go, black and white? What is he talking about, dude?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, I am old enough to have had a black and white TV.
Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with black and white. Dude, nothing wrong with it, man. Not. Yeah. So, but.
You know, before you move on, another thing that's funny about some of these shows that we're talking about, mm-hmm. all these redos, all these remakes, mm-hmm. all these movies, these were all movies that were original, ideas when we saw them.
Yeah.
All of them. I can name off a bunch right now, but one of the big ones that you see a lot of at Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
That was an original movie. Aliens, all this stuff. Oh, yeah. Michael Myers, the first one. Oh, yeah. By the way, they're trying to cancel Michael Myers because apparently there was a couple from the LGBTQ community was a unfortunate couple of victims from Michael Myers. Now they want to cancel it. A fictional character.
Yeah.
Dude. Man.
Yeah.
We are losing our minds, bro.
Here's the thing. get you some thick skin, right? Not everything is directed at you, right?
God.
And that's what people need to understand. Okay. All right. Michael Myers sits there and schwacks, whatever. Okay, cool. Trust me, it's not a subliminal message to you. He's just out there killing people.
Yeah, he kills everybody.
Yeah. You know, okay, I'm sorry. Are we gonna get mad because Jason used a Husqvarna chainsaw versus another brand?
Yes, we are.
I'm like, dude.
Oh man.
Give me a break, man. Or here's a better one. Jason wears the old school goalie's mask. Are we going to be offended because he didn't have a cage and we couldn't see his ugly mug? Where do we draw the line?
No, he's being responsible for the Rona.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Oh. He's thinking about everybody else before he slits their throat. He doesn't want them to catch
his mask. His mask has a bunch of holes in it, but it's okay. I get it. And technically it'd be illegal in the state of North Carolina because you can't have a face covering. But, you know, my point being is it goes back to the upbringing, right?
Yeah.
The old classic, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but, you know, names will never hurt me, or I'm made of rubber, you're made of glue, or whatever bounces off me, sticks to you, whatever the little stupid kid rhyme, right? Go back.
Apparently those two employees from Netflix didn't adhere to that nursery rhyme or golden rule.
Dude, it's like this, man. The thing that worries me about, if you want to say these employees, right? So I'll just use me for example. So let's say Facebook or whatever their, what's it, Meta or whatever their new magic name is, or IG or YouTube, but whatever I'm using to try to get my message out there, right? Let's just say hypothetically, you've got a disgruntled employee that doesn't like guns or whatever. Dude, he can easily flick a switch on the backside. You know, he can easily sit there and delete my account. He can easily, you know, whatever. I mean, that's the part that worries me is these rogue employees that sit there and go, I don't like On the Range podcast. So we're not going to give you the reach like you should, you know, because you said something that offended me.
I guarantee it happens.
I know it happens.
Yeah,
right.
Guaranteed.
That's a proven. So the problem is we are very dangerous, and I keep going back and I hate to say it, but the Soviets won, man, in my opinion. They inducted this country to where censorship is okay. you know, propaganda is okay, and people aren't batting an eye, man. Well, think about it.
It started in the schools, and then now those kids are in colleges, and then the starting to filter back down with the entertainment, and that's why we were talking about a lot of this.
But look at last year, man.
Sesame
Street. You're indoctrinating kids, mm-hmm. you know. But think about last year, right? The old toilet paper shortage. And I don't know if you remember, but I remember, you know, back in the 80s, sitting there watching them poor Soviets, waist-deep snow, standing mile-long line just to pick up their roll of toilet paper, man. You know? I hate to say it, but I say all that, but I'm also an optimist to sit there and go, we are the greatest country in the world, and we can recover. However,
oh man, Virginia proved that big time.
That's in
Minneapolis with the vote against the police. Yeah, man,
100%. I mean, we're sitting there showing that we can make a difference, right?
Yeah.
So, but it boils down to this. Let's use Sesame Street for example. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. I'm sure it's floating around somewhere. If you disagree with the message they're putting out, public broadcast, right? So the best I understand, public broadcasts, I think they rely on public funds to keep them running. Dude, pass the message to everyone you know. Don't give them a dime until they change the policy.
Yeah.
You know, if you sit there and I get it, this day and age, you know, a lot of people going from cable TV to actually paying these
streaming services and
streaming services. Hey, man, you don't like the rubbish they're indoctrinating you with?
Yeah.
Don't give them your money.
No.
You know? So there's ways that you can, and then educate other people, man. You know, it starts at your family nucleus. Educate them. Say, hey, man, these guys are putting out rubbish. Just don't say they're putting out rubbish. Here's why. I don't agree with the indoct they're doing. Okay, cool. And, by the way, go back and watch some classic, you know, Magnum PI or the A-Team or Dukes of Hazzard.
What a great time to grow up.
Could you imagine this day and age, right? The Dukes of Hazzard and the General Lee being out there, they would sit there and blow a hizzy.
Oh, how about All in the Family? How about Sanford and Son?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would never fly, man. Great, great stuff. Great stuff.
I mean, great entertainment.
Great entertainment.
Then.
Yeah.
And, you know, even in it, kind of in a closing note, if you look at, again, when the Soviets were still around, a lot of movies were based on our adversary and us beating them. You know, prime example was it like Rocky III, you know?
Oh, yeah.
When he gets
Rambo. You
know, oh, Rambo, yeah.
Rambo
but
III.
Rambo initially was up in, Rambo initially was up in Washington. Funny. They see something we didn't, but there are a bunch of shows, man, that, you know, showed basically us against them, us being victorious. You know, I mean, I was good with that. If you want to say that propaganda, cool, 100%. Yeah, because we are. 80s Olympic hockey team proved that, you know, miracle on ice. So, but, you know, all the rambling being said, again, it's control. This is what people need to understand. You are still in control. Believe it or not, you can still make a difference.
Yeah.
I got it, man. You know, you don't agree with these people, cool. Sit there, don't give them your dollars because they need your dollars.
Don't give them your money and go vote.
Nope. Yeah. And go vote and get out there. Yeah. And if you're thinking about really making change and, you know, maybe dabble in politics yourself, I mean, why not? So.
Well, thanks for being here again, Rick. Man, it was a great show. A lot of fun. A pretty interesting conversation. I hope everybody enjoys it. But don't forget to leave us a like, a subscribe, notification bell if you're watching this video. If you're listening to us on all the platforms on the audio side of the house, give us a 5-star rating, interact with the pages, make sure you leave us comment, emoji, whatever, give us something. Make sure you check out warhog.com and kellydefense.com. And don't forget to check out all of our social media. And
I got one more plug, brother. If you like what you're hearing, if you like what you're hearing, you want early access, don't forget patreon.com/ on the range podcast. Great way to support the show. Early access to all the episodes. Training tips, behind the scenes, vlogs, and a couple Zoom calls with these two good looking mugs, you know, to our patrons. So yeah, big shout out to all our patrons out there for all your support. Just helps keep this thing going. And hey, pass words to your friends and family, man. Let them know what you got going on. And best podcast out there, On the Range podcast. And Joe Rogan, watch out, buddy. We're cruising for you, pal.
Share these videos and audio shows, guys. Have a great week. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, buddy. Crush it, man.